Oh, hi, Jen. It's Tina from Logan Flat. How are you?
Doing good, everyone.
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're still having trouble with the payment.
You know what? I don't think we can switch cards or figure that out.
I still don't think it's working.
I've been using my other card. I think I'm not even going to be going up until the end of the month. So I think we should just go ahead and cancel for the rest of the month. Because I mean, I'm not going to be working anymore. So I mean, I don't think there's a point to have activation on that or be doing ads or whatever you guys, I don't really know. Cause I mean, I don't even get a whole lot of activity through you guys anyways, but I'd say we could just go ahead and cancel.
So I need to give you some options then, because it in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Yeah. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. Couple of options, though, is number one, if your intention is just to settle the past due and cancel, because right now you're only past due for $299.com, November 5th, that will be incurred for $598, and that will continue to do so until it's settled. So if your intention is just to settle the past due and cancel, $100 of your subscription goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ad, and that would lower your subscription to just $199. So, you know, naturally I'm not supposed to reduce the past due balance from $299 to $199, but if you think that would work, I could definitely get it over here.
Well, if I'm not doing the Facebook ads, then what am I paying for?
So the $199 portion of the package, it goes to your first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, the directories that we've submitted to you, and the organization, making sure that wash-away pressure washer comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it also includes the wash-away pressurewashing.net website and the hosting on the site. So all of that
is
inclusive.
I can buy that from you guys, right? I can buy my domain from you guys.
Yes. If you wanted to buy the domain, it's a one-time buyout for $99, and then you would have to take that to a web developer and build a new site on it. Or you could keep the website and the content and just pay $49 for hosting for the site.
And that's a month, right? For $49 for you guys?
Yeah, it's $49 monthly hosting for the site.
Okay, then I might have to do that because, honestly, I've been going through you guys since July, maybe. You guys have had Facebook ads coming since July for me. And I want to say I've only booked one person from Facebook ads, nothing from Google. I've booked nothing from, you know, my website, nothing. I've gotten one person, one lead that actually was real. And one that closed. And closing, I understand that's on me, but at the same time, like there's no, I've probably only gotten like maybe less than like 10 leads from you guys and only closed on one of them, you know? So it's like, oh, I pay $300 a month for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months just to make one job. Like I don't, that return is not good, you know? It's nothing, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, and our goal is obviously to make sure that you know, yield a high return on investment. So if you want to do that hosting package, again, I'm not
I could get access to the Facebook page that you guys made for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Okay. I could have customer support call you back and give you access to it. One thing I want you to do, though, whether you decide to continue with the Google optimization or not, is to work on getting some 5-star ratings on that Google listing. So I'll send you a review generator email, and that will help you get some 5-star reviews. Because if we cancel the optimization of the Google page, that's okay. That Google page still belongs to your business, right? So if, as you get reviews on it here and there, it's still going to benefit you, you know, even though you're just doing the host page.
There was something wrong with that because, like, 2 months ago, somebody actually offered to put a review up, and they weren't allowed to. They had to, you know, they have to jump through all these hoops to be able to even put a review up, you know? So I was kind of saying that either. Like, how are people supposed to just hop on real quick and,
there's nothing that they have to do to jump through hoops and leave a review, but the one thing that Google requires is that they leave it from a Gmail account. So whoever tried to write you a review probably just didn't have a Gmail account. And I don't know why they require that. You know, that's a silly thing to require because obviously they want people to have Gmail because that's also for Google, but they should still allow someone that doesn't have a Gmail to change their Gmail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you're not just talking about you. And, you know, so if I've had 10 people look at my website, you know, and then they're like, oh, DRMG, well, they could have been, and I still have family members and stuff like that. But now that you're saying that, that makes a whole bunch of sense when, you know, everybody a little bit older than, like, 23, you know, when they first started out with emails and stuff like that, it's all Yahoo, you know, that's what everybody started
yep.
with, you know, so that's what everybody has. So,
yeah, believe me, I hear you. I actually work in a building full of technicians, and of course I have a Gmail account, but my main account is an old AOL account that I had ever since it was dialed, and I had to pay for it. And they treat me like I'm a dinosaur, you know, but I don't care, you know, it's my main account, and it's user-friendly, it doesn't get, you know, kind of logged up with, you know, because my Gmail you know, click here to add more storage, I never get that with the old AOL account, you know? So I let them tease me. I'm like, it's okay, I don't mind. Yeah. But I did go ahead and I changed your package to just the hosting just to kind of help you out a little bit. For that $49 payment, Daniel, is it going to be a different credit card? Because this one's no good.
I'm really going to go figure out a either way. I got it. That money's got to come out of that account. To even pay you guys for canceling and stuff like that. And then when I cancel, I'll be doing the hair, you know, transfer host, whatever, things like that. Can a technician or somebody who deals with that hosting and stuff like that, can they give me a call next week, Monday, Tuesday, so we can get this figured out? I thought I would just be able to just, hey, boom, you know, like, oh, don't worry, we know, you know, we charge you, and then we do the Facebook ads, and whatever you guys charge you for. But if I got to pay, then I mean, I got to pay. But I do want to get out.
Well, what I'm saying, Daniel, is I'm reducing the tax dollars. I'm reducing it to $49. So you're going
$49.
Into the website hosting. Right. Yeah, I'm not. And I can make some updates about updates but if you ever decide at any point that you don't want to keep the site, you can still cancel the program. Just call us, you know, 3 business days prior to the fifth of any month. But if you're rather than charging you $2.99, I'm just going to charge you $49 right now.
Okay, well, I'm on the job right now. I'm probably watching it now. What time are you guys closing?
I'm here until 6 o'clock Central.
Okay. if you can give me a call later, or if you can give me a call on Monday, hopefully I got to figure it out with that call. Because wouldn't you call me earlier this week, I think, maybe?
I think I did. I think I called you, it says that I called you a few days ago, but the phone was disconnected. Were you having some trouble with, I called you on the 10th.
The 10th, yeah.
We spoke on the 9th, and then.
Have a lot of automatic payments, and my phone was in the automatic payment, so when I woke up, I didn't have any service, and I was like, oh, like, I got to call that in. So then I had I get a lot of telemarketers, so I probably have like 20 missed calls, and I'm like, I'm not recalling all those. If somebody needs me, they can call me again.
Yeah.
My phone was off. Yeah.
I hear you. No problem. But do you want to maybe use a different card in the meantime? Because what's going on when an account is in the website has a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. So if a potential client sees that, they may think that you're out of business. So if the payment goes through today, then that orange banner will come down. So I would think it would probably benefit you from waiting for Monday.
No, I agree. Let me get like another hour. Let me give me a call back again, and then I have another call. You can just set that up, and then you can go from there. Because I like that idea.
Okay. Okay, and I'll send you my direct phone number also on a text message. My name's Tina. I'm at 777. So if you finish up sooner, you can call me. But I'll kind of circle back to your account in a couple of hours. And if I don't hear from you, I'll call you again, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate it.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.